Yeah, well, why don't you introduce yourself, Joaquim? So you're working for Samsung. You are working. We had another person.
Samuel, maybe, or Conrad?
No.
Christian.
Christian,
Christian,
yes, Christian. Last time introduced
yeah.
themselves.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, we are interested in these new features for CM notification and everything. So I think you are involved in that as well in
Yeah.
one.
Right. Great.
So
Well, welcome.
I'm quite new in the area, so I'm still learning. But so I'm not sure exactly what this meeting is about, but I probably have some questions.
Sure. Yeah. So we, let's see. So if you go to, let me see. Oh no, actually, the R7 one is better. Let me take you to that one. If you go to this link here, copy link location.
Yeah, I've
Have you
probably
found
read
them?
a lot
No.
already,
Okay. Oh yeah.
but
Okay. There's also, but also if I've got another chat here. Not just that, but if you go to the bottom of the page, I added a table for people who are new to ONAP. If you want to learn about the use cases,
okay.
you can. These are over, sort of the major overview slides that I found for those use cases. I'm missing a couple of them, but for the most part, I have them all there. And
Yeah.
then there are also major presentations as well for these as well. So you can, and or demos I'd like to
Yeah,
eventually find links for. So,
thanks.
yeah, you're welcome. And welcome. Okay, so I've started the recording. I am just still trying to gather people here. Who's here? Kieran. Did I miss anybody? Rishi, I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, I'm missing somebody. Fred, who doesn't have it. I can't find him in the thing. I don't know if he has an account. Okay, so the DDF is next week, so that's rapidly approaching. We have the PTL election process that Toyn is going to talk about in a second, I hope. And then I want to talk about the R8 page and on the 5G use case call. We talked about the R8 pages I set up, so we can talk about that as well here. Any other agenda things you want to talk about? We start with those, I guess. Okay. So, Toyn, you want to talk about the PTL election? Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's not much to tell about it. I looked it up. Yeah, they kind of assume you have an existing project, so we'll just have to continue on that basis. And the current PTL basically has to execute the vote, but I can take that anyway. But the main idea is, yeah, anybody that's on the committers or sorry, I also have to the basically whoever has +2 rights should be is entitled to vote. So we need to really finalize our list of, as you suggested last week, we just take everybody you have on that list, but maybe have a quick look at it. We might need to remove some names, people that really haven't been active, or add names, people that have recently joined. Even if there's only one candidate, you just have to go through the process, put in a form with an abstain option, and give people either 2 or 3 days, I forget, and then you have to record the results somewhere.
Oh,
So
so
it's
it's a
just a
very
bit of.
fast.
Yeah, it's only 2 or 3 days. I forget,
Ah,
well, it's one or the other. And
interesting.
then it's just a matter of recording. It's a bit of bureaucracy if there's only one candidate, but just to record it properly. And unless
Okay.
everybody abstains, we might have a bit of an issue.
So if +2, that's only like a couple people voting, right? There's a very few number of people voting.
Are you sure it isn't +1, committers and contributors?
Problem is, I looked at this on Monday. You could be right. I would suggest, and I didn't think about it too much, what Ben said last week as well. Everybody we have in those two lists at the moment, I would send a mail to.
Yeah,
Or
that
it
makes
was
sense for
like
us then.
ODL. You're right. It was when you only have +2.
Okay, I see. I think it certainly makes sense for us that that is more than just, but I mean, we're such a tight-knit team, it probably, the voting is almost just going through the motions, but.
If you wouldn't mind bringing up the list, Ben, and we can have a quick look, so we're happy with the names there.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I close? I must have closed the other.
And my main issue is that, it's not really an issue, we just need to be all understanding. We have names on there on people that are actually not contributing code and might never be contributing code, but they are part of the architecture team, let's put it that, and have other ways of inputting. So as long as everybody's happy that all those people have been heavily involved, know what this is about.
Okay, these are the people we have listed.
Yep.
Do you want to go over the list or?
No, I think you said Sandeep was involved early on with the original.
Down. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still involved.
Yeah, he's not heavily involved for sure. So let's move on. I mean, he was super vital to the CPS 1.0, basically.
I don't mind so much about the order here, Ben, as long as you're happy enough that we still include him in the vote or not.
I should definitely, I think we should definitely include him in the vote, just because, again, he was basically CPS 1.0. So,
okay, yeah, no, that's great.
But he hasn't obviously been much involved in CPS, 2.0, so, or even, I think he's still involved in 1.1, but okay. Maybe I should increase this column here. okay, so I expect all of these people would be quite active, I think, right?
Yeah, no, they are, so that's good.
And I think pretty much, maybe Shankar isn't so active, but the other people I think are probably okay.
Certainly have been active in this meeting.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get Sandeep's really quick. Hold on one sec. If I can get his email real quick. That's interesting. I think he has a. Let me try that. Okay. All right. Sorry, you were about to say, did I interrupt you, Twine?
There's also, maybe Bruno can explain. I think Philippe, I'm not sure if he's in the meeting call now.
Oh, yeah, Philippe Leger, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should add him here as well.
Philippe is new too. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to introduce Philippe, yourself?
Yeah, joined the team.
Yes, I'm just.
You're there. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, I joined a few minutes late. So I just recently joined the team with Bruno, and I've been working on Bell's version of the StateDB POC. But I will be contributing eventually in this group.
Great. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Bruno, did you say you're working on the configuration or state database, or is it both?
Both of them. The state database is the internal component that we work in internally. But so we don't want to keep and the idea there is a common view of. Between KDB and CPS, so for us the objective is really to be upstream and don't keep an internal component for that. So that's the reason why we are working on both. But the vision and the purpose is to be able to for us to use the CPS. Yeah.
You wanted to unify, create a unified view of both state and configuration, so you could do correlation. But I guess we haven't, the topic of state was explored, a few years ago on the TM forum to include in this database, but that work hadn't gone very far. How are you preparing to contribute something? Because I'd like to work with that jointly, work on that jointly with you if you are.
Yeah, on our side, we are seeing, both of them, the component could be able to take to handle both state and configuration and any operational data per se.
Let's work offline on a contribution together if you don't mind. I'd love to share some ideas on that. Something that hasn't gone very far yet here, but yeah, it's definitely needed. All right, thank you.
Okay, you already start looking at it also on your side and
actually a few years ago, and that was in the original proposal for this work, which started in the team forum as a golden config catalyst or a proof of concept. And so that was when it was first proposed, but we haven't gotten to that point here in this working group yet.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Toyn, did you want to say anything more about the voting process?
No, I think that's all I want to say. If everybody's happy that we use these two lists that we have compiled here for the voting.
Should we add some of the new people that we like, Joaquim or Felipe?
Yeah, so I was suggesting if Felipe is contributing, definitely. And whoever else joined recently, I'm happy enough. Yep. I know Felipe doesn't have a...
Yeah, I don't think you have an account yet. So I can't, I don't find you or... sometimes it's a little wacky in the, but yeah, Felipe, I don't see you have an account yet. So okay. Now to join like the, I believe to join the DDF next week, I don't know if you have to have an account, but I would create one anyway.
You will have to have an account, yes.
Yeah, right.
To join the DDF next week.
Yeah.
So those emails are going out.
Right. So Fred, I don't know that you have an account either. I don't know, or maybe if you do, I don't see you in the index here.
I guess maybe I missed this part. What an account in the
Linux Foundation EBF? Account.
Linux Foundation account, yeah.
I do have a Linux Foundation
account. So you have to log into the ONAP wiki at least once with the Linux Foundation account for this to
maybe
work.
That's what it is. Okay.
So any page at all, if you just log in, I don't know if you have to edit, but you definitely have to log in.
I see.
Got it. Okay. All right.
And Felipe, what's your email?
It's philip.leger1@bell.ca.
Like that?
Yep.
Okay. And what time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And Joaquim. Oops. Whoa, what happened? Didn't goof something up, did I? Oh, what's going on here? That's weird. Huh. Okay, let me just try to edit again. Okay. Oh my gosh, where is, oh, here we go, okay. What the heck is going on? Let's see.
It's my name that is magic.
Yeah, right. Okay, let me see. Okay. And Samsung, right? Okay. And is it
j.blixt@partner.samsung.com.
Okay. And what time zone are you in?
What is it? I mean, I don't know. Is it? I'm
what
in Sweden.
City are you?
Sweden.
You're in Sweden. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's is that
UTC
central?
Plus two or something?
Yeah. Okay.
So same as Christian. That's UTC plus two.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And Kingsley, we don't have here. Kingsley, do you think we should add you here too? Yeah. Camel, we don't have here. Kieran, we don't have here. I don't know if should we add some of these other people too. Yes, no, hello. I'm not on mute, right?
Ben, I'm just trying to follow the technical aspects here so we can skip me.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
I won't be plus one-ing or plus two-ing anyway. But
okay. All right. Okay. So I just want to make sure that we got people. All right. So that's that. Let me go to the R8 page, because that's maybe going to be a little faster than reviewing our slides. So I have created the R8 page here. Let me just put it in the chat. This is the R8 portal page, much like we've had portal pages for three, four, five, six, seven. And if you go to this page, it's meant to be the main sort of portal page for all of the major use cases in the release. So I basically kind of cut and paste descriptions of stuff for example, for Zoo's software upgrade or Lukasz's, I just cut and paste the RAQ Jira tickets description, for example. But what you want to do is, and there's useful links here, and I created a table of useful links for the process and color-coded them to things you might find useful in the early stages of the process, making your RAQ Jira tickets and the use case realization calls. But what you want to do is, this page is located off of the architecture tree. So at the very highest level, you open up the architecture tab and go to R8 and you'll find this. I created a R8 use case page that is intended to be cut and paste for the project pages. So I will make our project page right now. All you do, so like Zoo, we'll probably want to make one for software upgrade, for example, for R8. All you do is just copy this and include files and images, copy. All right, so how does it do that? Okay, so all right, and then description. Do we have a succinct description of our, let's see, actually, we should probably just come up with a couple sentence succinct description of our project here. So the configuration persistence service is a common data layer service providing database functionality to persist network element runtime information. It'll be a new platform component in R8. Does that sound okay? Should we add something else? Is there anything else you want to mention?
It's probably fine to begin with. I think we have done this a couple of times in the architecture component diagrams. We have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me go to that and see what we said there. Let me see. It's more or less a cut and paste from there. Maybe we can mention some of the maybe some key ideas. It will perform basic. Such as with some simple read, write, rollback. We can look at our roadmap to see what's coming early. Did I update the roadmap diagram? No, let me pull it up. DDFG, no, here, October 2, here we go. This is going to be our DDF presentation, I believe. Okay. And we, oh no, this is the requirements presentation. But anyway, this should have the, oh no, wait. Mm-hmm. too many presentations, maybe put in the R8. Here, maybe.
Yeah, that's the component description that we reviewed at the architecture team, and it's got a nice little high-level blurb in it. I just put it in the chat.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
So in the yellow box, there's a brief overview of what it is.
Okay, good. Yep. I like that. Let's see. That's the fourth bullet. Okay. Okay, I think we got the first sentence kind of covers the first two bullets pretty much. Okay. All right. It will perform CPS will perform key data operations, syncing data with XNFs, enabling OSS configurations. Configuration optimization. What's a list here? And LCM up and enabling. Okay. Does that sound okay? That sentence in particular.
What is enabling OSS configuration, really? What does it mean?
Well, so I don't know that the CPS actually does lifecycle management operations. It more is a underlying technology to allow other things to do LCM operations. That's kind of my so we mentioned this, the thing that Tony just put up talks about LCM operations, but so actually, yeah, this is a good word. It enables all these things. Maybe we should just do that. Yeah, actually it says that, enabling blah, blah, blah.
That picture you have, is that visible on the wiki or is it local?
Yeah, he put it in the chat. Okay. Yeah.
You may want to say enable end-to-end in that expression as well.
Let me just put it, I think it enables all these things. So I think that's a better statement that we have in that box thing there in the diagram. End-to-end here, Fred, is that where you want it?
Actually, I'm not in front of my computer right now.
End-to-end configuration, end-to-end
when you were talking about the lifecycle management, enables
I'll add it in front of that. Okay. Okay, so I think that the enable stuff should be a separate bullet. So I think that makes more sense actually to me. So CPS will perform key database operations such as syncing data with XNF. CPS enables OSS configuration, optimization, and then lifecycle operations. Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's just take that then and copy it to the page here. I can fill in all these things here. So
just to confirm, Ben, we have we've presented this at the Honolulu requirements. I think we were first or second up, and we've also presented this. I'm not sure if we presented it for R7 or for R8 with the architecture board.
For R7, we haven't presented it at R8 yet. None of the architecture proposals have happened yet for R8, but our R8
requirement presentation has happened.
Yeah, and you can find it off. You can find all this stuff here. And for those who are very new too, you might want to listen to this. If you go to the here, like we're near the top of the table because we presented first, right? So you can look in our presentation and our recording, and you can listen to that. The project stuff if you're new.
Yeah, it's just for the requirement that Tuan has put in that we need to mark that we've actually achieved that milestone or that checkpoint or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and there was, so Zhu, are you there? Hello? Did he drop?
Zhu was here.
Zhu was on the call, but he dropped. Okay. So he has an action to create a page there, so a section there. All right. I think we will look and see. We need to make a Jira ticket, so.
And that's done. That's what I was just saying, that Tuan has actually done this.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I saw that. Yep. Let me see.
476 or something.
Bookmark, really? Is it 476 you said?
I can't. Off the top of my head, that's what I remember, but I'd have to look it up.
Let me see.
I might even have it open.
Yeah, hold on.
Sorry, I'm on mute. Is it the new requirement you're looking for?
Yes.
That's 427.
427. Thank you.
427. Okay, great. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, the milestone status should have the list.
Yeah. Oops. Okay. All right. And 427. Here we go. Okay, good. Let me just not lose track of changes here. So, all right. I try to push open pages to the left so I don't forget. Okay, so that should be the ticket, right? Yeah, okay. All right, great. And this is our meeting notes that we're gonna be using here. Okay. I'll fill this out. This is pretty easy to just cut and paste, I think. So then Toyn or Tony, I think the next thing you guys can do is fill out where we think there are impacts. We don't have to do it in real time here, but and once we're a new component, we should actually have our own row here. Mm-hmm. So maybe we just do that now. this is alphabetical, so I'm gonna just add thing here. And I will make it a different color. All right. Okay, and then we can summarize, you know, the major epics and stuff. And you want to mention also the Jira as well. Actually, they're usually not the requirement Jiras, but we can. Yeah, usually they're other sort of work Jiras. So let's not do that. And then we have to fill this stuff out so we can, but anyway, so the base page is done. Go ahead and you can edit that. Yep, let me just save this so I can put it in the chat here. All right, so chat, where's the chat? Okay, I had it up a second ago, here we go. Okay, great, so yeah, so that's our page, and I need to also link it to here now. Like that. Okay, great. All right, so that's the start of our page. And that would have been relevant to Zhu, who's also potentially leading the Pina software upgrade. So do we, for R8, I don't know if Bruno, were you intending to make the state management thing a completely separate use case or sort of part of this use case? I wasn't sure if, how are you going to proceed with that?
It's part of this one. It's a separate one.
So we should probably mention that here as well. Let's see. It's just off the top of my head, so just go ahead and edit that sentence to however you like, just so at least you're there. And let me.
Not really either a subproduct, I would say, or as we see the component as being model driven, it could be really it could be used for either configuration or state because
so maybe just state management
should be it's not dependent on the
it's no longer a POX function. And I didn't exactly know what to call it, so I'll just call it work. Okay. Let me see, so our base page, we didn't have an R6 page, right? So this was, do we have an R6 page? October 2019, maybe we had an R6 page. Let me see. Page history. Was this started? Yeah, so we do have an R6 page. Let me see. Maybe we want to point people to the project page as the base page instead of these pages. I think that's a smarter thing to do. Let's do that. What do people think? I think it's, personally, I think it's probably better to, so often I've pointed people to the original sort of project page. And let me show you, when I was working on plug and play, the reason why I did that was because it'll be obvious when you see the plug and play page. So when I was working at, when I led the plug and play page, I made that original, the Beijing release page, to be a deep description of plug and play with all of its requirements and everything that you're supposed to do and blah, blah, blah. So it was more or less the project proposal page, but I think our actual project proposal page for CPS is serving that function more than these pages are.
And as long as we have the links to, and this will evolve and people will want to know more about what's going on now rather than the history.
Yeah.
So both this page for what it is, and also the stuff that Tuan is doing, the design page for where the design is actually at the minute, is
That's actually an interesting point. I think so I think what I want to do is actually, or I think would be good is, I have too many windows open now. Where'd it go? I just had it up a second ago. I think what would be good maybe is maybe in our project page we have a page of let me see.
Your portal.
Yeah, I think. I think one thing that would be good is where we talk about the roadmap down here. Maybe add a little table to link to our various release pages, I think would be good. All right. So this was 7 here. This is R8. Here and R6 was somewhere or other. Let me see. Here. Yep. Okay. I'll add a description later. Okay, so I need to do something with that page still. All right, I don't need this page. Okay, okay, that's enough of a skeletal thing at least. We do eventually need to come up with the architecture subcommittee presentation. Let me see, there were three things. One was the main page here, which is good. The second was the release status, which were good. And the third was the requirements page. We're good. Okay. All right. Great. So I think we have all our basic I's dotted and T's crossed. A lot of some use cases, many use cases don't actually. So, and we made
it'll catch up, I'm sure.
Yeah, we made our presentation. So for example, I'm presenting on next week the requirements call. I'm presenting the plug and play CMPV2. The standard define, and I know this has already been presented. Swami I talked to yesterday, he's planning that, and that Zoo from Ericsson or Lukas or Drewski needs to do that.
Oh, Zoo is back.
Oh, Zoo. Hey, Zoo, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, back. Hi. So I noticed on the, you haven't made a requirements proposal yet. Were you planning to do that for R8? I think that's something you need to do that if you're gonna for.
Yeah, but that one I need to receive a confirmation from Lukas from Orange. So I'm just waiting for the confirmation.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So what I did was I added an entry for you on the R8 requirements page. So at least you have an entry. But what you need to do is once you hear back from Lukas, you know, cut and paste this. And put yourself on the bottom of this page here.
Sure.
Yeah. And also, if you would, I don't know if you were on earlier in the call, but if you would also create a page off the portal page here, it's in the chat.
Yeah.
That would be good too. Great. Thanks.
But the deadline is the end of next week, right?
Deadline is October 16 to get all this to get this in. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you have maybe a week or so. Okay.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks. Okay, any comments on any of what we started? I'll update this, that's pretty easy.
Right, and just wondering, last week I created that requirement.
I can hear you guys, but I can't hear anything.
Should we do that at a separate meeting?
Last week we created a requirement, something.
Try again, Tuan, you broke up quite badly.
Okay, I'll try again. The requirement 427 that I created last week that needs to be reviewed still. When can we do that? Should that be a separate meeting?
It needs to be reviewed still. Well, it's reviewed usually in the architecture subcommittee calls. So is there something specific you want to talk about from here?
Yeah, I think we have, because it is a copy of R7 and I wasn't quite sure about certain things. So I think we need internally to have chat about it first. Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, this is way out of date. Yeah.
I think so too. Some of the stuff is absolutely, I think not relevant anymore, but I need
correct,
you to confirm
correct,
that.
Correct. Yeah, this is CPS 1.1. So we need to, like a lot of this stuff is getting changed. So this should be about CPS 2.0, which is basically what you need to do. I would make CPS as its own component. So notice these are all components, and if CPS is its own component, you can write, you know, all the impacts for CPS and so forth. And then we want to write, are we interfacing with ANAI and so forth and blah blah blah. So
the way I presume to us at the moment is we have our own new component. We're not impacting any other component directly, but we might start using ANAI, for instance. Yes.
Yeah.
At one, this is Kamal. I do highlight to Swami in our last call. for end-to-end slicing use case. But we need to work with the CMPS team to see how we migrate the config.db we used in Guilin to CPS in Honolulu.
Okay.
So we need to collaborate to see how we can migrate that to CPS in Honolulu.
Very good.
Actually, you know, we should write that down. Let me see. Because actually the NN network slicing and also the OFSAN
PCI.
PCI use case need a heavy collaboration here. So I know Swami is one of the main contacts for that. And Shankar, who doesn't show up in the... And Ling Meng, who also doesn't show up, at least last time I tried. Anyway, and Kamel, should I put you here for slicing or...
Yeah, you can put my name. I'll try to. I mean, from slicing use case, I try to see how I can collaborate in this.
So CMPS. There's definitely impact for these two use cases we need to interact with, that we need to coordinate with.
And those should appear in in our requirements for 2.7. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Okay.
So, okay. Good. So. I think this is, at least the start of the page is good. And Zhu, if you, I don't know if you were on the call, but if you go to the portal page that I put in the wiki for the R8 pages, I created a base page you can copy. So if you just, like open this page, it just says R8 use case. What I did was I created a sort of template for, and with most of the things you'll recognize, you know, a lot of this is pretty straightforward, but I updated the new PTLs to the new, you know, after the elections, and I created this. So just copy this, and it's also off the right parent page too. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. All right, next. Oh my gosh. Wow, time flies. Okay, so let me see. Where did I put the all right present? We should go over the VDDF. I think we went over it already last time really quickly.
Well, we went over the slides that we did for the very rush slides that we did for the plug fest. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for, Tuan. And for this, I hope we're able to go to a little bit more time, so we'll be able to go to a little bit more detail. It won't be quite so rushed. But hopefully also, Tuan, we will have something to actually demonstrate in there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So at the moment...
Go ahead.
Yeah, at the moment, we can show the... Basically, that we have a POC application in place. We can show a bit of vertical slice where we store some objects in our database.
Okay.
We can validate the model. And I can also, not really end-to-end, but we can also show the integration of the ODL Young parser and show how we break up an existing data fragment, Young data consisting of several fragments or several nodes, how we can break that up. And it's ready for storage into our database. We haven't plugged that in completely yet, so we're still working on integrating all those bits, but we could demo one or three parts of it, basically.
Basically, we're showing the status of the seed code or demonstrating the seed code.
Okay, good. Let me... I didn't realize we didn't do that. I just so many things going on in my life. Okay, so 12, October 4th. I think it's we're going October 14th, I think.
We're the Thursday, aren't we? So that'll be the 15th.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I did see an agenda for me on the afternoon.
Yeah, it hasn't been officially released yet. And I did see the agenda early, but right. I just want to make sure, we should probably add some of these other people too, like a Felipe. Let's add Felipe. I don't know how to get the little thing.
So that's all right.
over the E, sorry, apologize.
and you can
I know there's a way on the keyboard to do that. I just...
It's on the French keyboard. But you can call me Philip instead of
Philip. Philip, right, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Let me see, I need to manipulate these a little bit here. Be a little tricky to do this, okay. All right, there we go. And we have also
Ditchhouse also from the calendar.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Wait, sorry, what?
A Ditchhouse from Bell Canada as well.
Oh, yes, right. Oh my gosh, Parampootha. I'm probably not spelling that right. Okay. All right. Let me see. Let me look up the spelling. Oh, geez. Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, we didn't have a Ditya here? Oh, yeah, we did. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I totally butchered that. All right. All right. Our team is growing. That's nice. Okay. All right. Come on. Jeez, this is really annoying here. Okay. There we go. All right, good. Let's see. So we have an hour, right? Is that right? Assume an hour. Hello? I'm not on mute, right?
No, I was on mute. I only saw the agenda very briefly.
Okay, so we should probably, if we have an hour, we should definitely do the context stuff because it's certainly going to have a lot of people who are kind of new to the whole thing. So
I found it. Where's the Teams gone again? Chat. Here is the agenda that hasn't been distributed yet. If folks want to see it, but we are an hour at 3:30 my local time.
Okay.
How come you got that, Tony, and nobody else?
I have absolutely no idea. I can't
remember
how I got it.
So the people who are, I also got it too. Basically the people who are listed as like moderator, scribe, whatever, you know, they went through that website and people who were listed there should have gotten some, okay. They were asking like, are these times okay? Blah, 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 things like that. Okay. So let's, we're really short on time, unfortunately. I apologize. Okay. So 10, 10, 5, 10, 5, 20, 30, 35, 45, 50.
You want to add the demo there on the table?
Yeah. So this should be end demo, I think. So maybe let's give more time for the demo.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. What is that? 35, 40, 50, 20, 1, 2, 3, 40, 50. Yeah, okay. So... that sounds good. We'll give 20 minutes for the demo. I don't think we need more than 10
I think you can reduce the demo somewhat, Ben. It's not that much yet to show.
Okay. Then let's see. Okay.
That's just under the hour.
Yeah. So I think this is good. So Bruno, you'll be speaking here. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, we can talk about what we have internally so far. We already talked about it during the DDF and on.
Oh, this is in June though. This is the DDF in October.
Announced, but internally on our side, much that has been done since, so we can.
Yeah, and that's fine. But there's going to be a lot of new people again. That don't know anything. Yeah.
But it will be the same content, I would say.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, I have your slides from there too. So Tony, you'll be presenting on this. I'll present the overview. Twine, I assume you're going to walk through the POC. I can do the roadmap unless somebody else wants to do the roadmap. Do we want to give somebody else a chance to talk to? Doesn't matter to me.
I mean that's an interesting one because we're into R8 and right now the commitments that we have in the requirements or the main candidates we seem to have in the requirements are for the network slicing, the SAN PCI.
Yes, but we have slides on those though.
Yeah.
Let me just hold on one second here. So,
but we're in active development as well. So, I mean, realistically, how many consumers do we want in the first pass?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how to couch that.
Something's bothering my eye here. Let's see. What am I missing? Where is the, this is it here, I think. Wait, where did you give your context talk?
That was at the ONES and also at the TSC.
Okay, let me see.
I think it was both of those presentations.
Okay.
The ONES Plugfest and the TSC presentation. So the longer one was at the ONES.
Let's see what's here. Ah, here we go. Okay, good. All right. Okay, we're not gonna have enough time to. I'll cut and paste them over. So let's take basically all of those slides. And did you want to? Twine, do you want these slides for the POC slides?
Yeah, I think we can reuse them again. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'll incorporate them into here. I think our overview stuff is good. We need to update it a little bit, and. Did you want these slides for the POC slides? You will have more time, so maybe this is a good overview of driving what's happening. And as Tony mentioned, I want to make sure we have slicing and the state management stuff. I'm going to move the state management stuff up so that Bruno has more time to talk. Okay, and Bruno, I have these two or three slides. Is this okay for you? Did you want to? Is there anything new you want to add here, or?
No, that's what we have currently, and also I think I will think with Toine offline to refine the content and the purpose.
Yeah, sure. Just send me.
Sure. We'll keep you posted, and I think we're going on this
part. Okay, great.
And but the content, what we have for now.
And this is no longer a POC, essentially. Well, I mean, you could give the readout of the POC, or you could talk about what's happening in R8 too. So, because this is meant to be in like an R8 talk, so it's evolving beyond the POC, right?
That's why I think we need to. To think with Tony for this talk.
Yeah. Okay, great. Sounds good.
Yeah, to bring something new.
Yes. Okay, good. So we are unfortunately not going to be able to go over all these slides in 2 minutes, but we have reviewed basically all this content before. I'll clean up some of this stuff. Might need to be updated a little bit, like the Guilin stuff. I'll update that today.
And the PONC stuff to state, you know, the key messages from the reader PONC / demo.
Those will have
to be updated slightly as well.
Yeah, I think I was going to take these two out and replace them with these if that's good with Toyn. So I was planning to kind of delete these. Wait a minute, didn't we have a, no, there was a slide where we had a table where.
Yeah, that was for the TSC. We had condensed it again because we had very little time to present
right,
the TSC.
That was really good, I felt, right?
Yeah, but in this case, we actually want to do a demo as well. So it's to say what, to talk a little bit about the POC and then to demonstrate what we've done and how that fits into the overall seed code.
Yes, yes. Okay, so maybe do we want this page? This feels like a good, like maybe you just want a high level thing and then go into your demo or whatever. I'm not sure. This table feels like a good thing to have because it's very succinct about what, you know, that we crafted about things in the POC, right? Would you rather have Toyn?
Yeah, no, we can start with this one, but I still like to reuse some of the ones from the plugin first one as well. Yeah.
Why don't you send some material?
Yeah,
for that
section? If you put them in, and then I'll just take a copy of what we have now, and I'll send you an updated version later. Yeah. As Bruno said, we probably do the internal updates, and then we can send them back to you.
Sure. Tell you what, I'll just put all of them in. And then you can
that's
come back to
best.
Me and tell me what you want to take out or remove or change.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
So I'll just take all of this. Okay, and yeah, geez. Let me see. What is going on with that? Okay. Oh my gosh. Killing me. All right. And the last one here. Oop. It's not being very cooperative in the copy here. Maybe if I did this instead. Try that. Nope. Oh wait, maybe it'll do that. Okay, good. All right. Oops. Oh, holy cats. PowerPoint is not very cooperative here, right? Okay. Holy cats. All right, let's see.
I'll be updating these anyway.
All right, okay. And so Toyn, I will add in your stuff here as well, and you can I won't do that now because we're out of time. Okay, all right, so any last thoughts before we close?
Just double checking, was it Bruno who from Bell Canada who was discussing the state lead. Contribution, is that the right
he's kind of the lead.
Great, okay, fantastic.
Yep. And Fred, are you the only person from Verizon on this? Is there anybody else you should add, or?
Well, I'm trying to put together a case to bring more resources, and that's why I was focusing on the state. And so.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Any thoughts from anybody else that I covered before we close? All right. Great. Emily for a minute.
Good weekend.
That's fine. Yep. Yep. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining.
Yep. Thank you, Ben.
Right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Hey, Bruno, I'm going to send you an email, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye.